This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. We examine real-life issues in health for our series Vital Signs. Today, an illness about 17,000 people each year have to face, brain cancer. In particular, the tumor known as glioblastoma, the type believed to have killed the vice president's son, Bo Biden. I talked about this with Dr. Ben Newman, director of endovascular neurosurgery at Methodist Dallas Medical Center.
The most common type of tumor to have inside the brain actually originates from somewhere else in the body and then spreads to the brain as a metastatic process. What we're talking about here is brain cancer or tumors that originate from within the brain itself.
Primary.
That's correct. Primary brain cancer. Brain cancer is very rare. The incidence is about 5 cases per 100,000 people. So in the DFW area, for example, we have about 300 new diagnoses of brain cancer every year. Glioblastoma is the most common form of brain cancer, accounting for about half of new diagnoses. It is extremely aggressive. It is extremely difficult to treat. The big part of the reason for that is that when you have tumors that are growing inside of the brain, you can't generally be very aggressive in terms of removing the tumor and the tissue that's around the tumor, because at that point you would be risking injury to the individual by trying to remove the tumor. And the brain is a small area and does not tolerate having large parts of it removed, which you unfortunately have to do for a complete surgical cure.
Is surgery the usual treatment?
If it is in a part of the brain that we can safely remove the tumor, then that is the first choice for treatment of glioblastoma, followed by radiation and chemotherapy.
Do we know at this point what actually causes a brain tumor?
We do not. We've begun to identify what we think are probable genetic predispositions or individuals who may have increased likelihood of developing brain tumors, but there's not been any consistently or any definitively identified risk factors.
From what I'm hearing, there's no rhyme or reason as to who will get a brain tumor or not and why.
That's my opinion. It does seem to be random, and it does seem to be something that we don't completely understand. But I will say that we're making a lot of progress, particularly with our new developments in terms of understanding of biochemistry and molecular biology.
What are symptoms?
Problems with the neurological system. So it might be numbness, tingling. It can look and sound like a stroke sometimes. In other words, difficulty using an arm or a leg, clumsiness in the hands, tripping, falling, difficulty speaking, trouble with vision, slurred speech, inability to talk, or it could be seizures. The tumor itself can irritate the surface of the brain, which is responsible for generating seizures. And so sometimes an individual will present with a new onset seizure. And when that happens, we have to look very aggressively to make sure that we're not missing a brain tumor.
What are survival rates like these days?
With maximum medical treatment, a new diagnosis of a glioblastoma, the average survival is about 16 months. We have seen some promising new results in terms of vaccines and other types of therapies, but for the time being, those are all investigational.
Are the survival rates any better for other forms of brain cancer?
Yes, lower grade tumors, those tend to be much longer for the most part. It really depends, again, on the location of the tumor, whether it can be removed surgically, and a lot of things, frankly, that are out of our control.
Normally, the usual thing that comes up is you want to try to catch it early. You want to try to catch it early.
Here's what I would say about that. Any new neurological complaints or any issues that arise that seem like they're sudden and new and different, you should seek medical attention immediately. The longer that a neurological symptom is present, the less likely it is that we're going to be able to reverse it despite any sort of treatment.
Dr. Newman, thank you for being with me.
It's my pleasure. Thanks very much.